Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for. And who is your character that you're related to?
Say that again.
Who is the character that you're related to? Pardon my voice.
I thought you said, who's the character I'm related to? I'm related to Rey. spoiler. I'm actually in the Star Wars universe. As in, there's a character based on my name. Oh, here we go. You don't believe me? Okay. So,
is this Tom Taylor?
Yeah. So Tom Taylor, comic book writer, fantastic guy. He's from Melbourne.
He definitely sounds like a made-up person.
He's real. He's super famous now in the convention circuits. He wrote Star Wars Invasion, the comic book series. And when I found out he was writing for Star Wars, I begged him. I said, please put a derivative of my name somewhere in the Star Wars universe. I can be a backwater swamp planet, whatever. Anyway, it came back, months later. He said, by the way, I've put your name in the Star Wars universe. I'm a fucking Jedi Knight.
So cool.
It's La Liang, so it's L-A-R and then the surname L/UNG. You can look it up on Wikipedia.
I spell your name way different.
Most people can't pronounce my name anyway, so I'll take La Liang any day. And so I bought the graphic novel compilation of the series, and I am a Jedi, and then I get killed by a Sith Lord called Zar Lok, which is this horrible monster. He's a Sith
Who's
Lord.
Who's that named after? Tom Gleason.
Well, anyway, I went to a New Year's Eve party, and Tom Taylor was there, and then this guy came up to me, and he looks at me, and he goes, La Liang? And I stop and look at him and go, Zar Lok? And it was a guy called Simon Lok. And
we
then
meet again.
Oh my god, yeah. I was at this New Year's party. Yeah. I didn't realise there was this whole other thing going on that side of the party.
There was a rival at my this party, and
don't worry, he named a rock after you.
He actually didn't, but I'll tell you something that's kind of like that in a second.
And I wanted to kill him because his character kills me in the comic book.
That's so full on, because another person who was now part of this Star Wars universe was a guy called Dave Bushell, who was also friends with Tom Taylor. And his thing in the Star Wars universe is that he is a drug that people can take called Deeb or something like that. And I'm guessing it's probably because Dave is a pretty violent person who wrecks lives. So that's why we dated.
You had a bit of Deeb.
So by that, Damo from Home and Away might be on Coruscant selling bits of your ex-boyfriend.
Could be.
Yeah.
You know Damo from Home and Away is a drug dealer?
He was Mouse in Matrix as well, wasn't he?
He's all over the shop. But we'll always remember him as Damo.
I have a friend in Force Awakens, Tom Bell. He's a British comedian. And so he's one of the character actors in the Maz's kingdom in the bar there. Tall, skinny one. And I think he's playing chess or something.
Does he live in LA now?
Yeah, he does. Yeah, he was in that Project Greenlight film that was released recently. Tom Bell, excellent comedian, great actor.
I'm Twitter friends with him.
Oh, hello.
We're going to meet up when I go to LA.
Yeah, you should interview him about this. He was telling me that if you're on set on Star Wars, they have these special stickers that you have to put on your camera on your mobile phone, and they're all numbered individually so that if the seal is broken, they can tell that you've been on set taking photos.
Oh, wow.
And they check it at the end of every day. Ooh. Just a little bit of story from set.
But you know your story of being a Jedi.
Yeah.
It's done, son.
What?
They changed the canon. You've been wiped.
I know. Oh, shit. That makes me feel really sad.
But you're also now not dead.
Yeah, true. That's true. Take that, Zarlok.
Dad, you're also not alive.
Yeah, I'm not there anymore. I feel it's quite existential in this moment.
What do you look like?
I can't remember the name of the race, but I'm tall and green and my face is kind of withered. Do you know that race from Star Wars? They're tall, green, withered faced people.
Meth addicts?
Yeah. Too much deep. Yeah.
What did you make of The Force Awakens?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it so much. I think what it was, it ticked all the boxes, which was, it's not shit. That's pretty much all
that's
it had to be.
That's the biggest box, that, yeah,
it's a big
it?
Box. And it was a big tick in it. There's slowly the haters do come out saying, oh, it's just basically a remake of the original. So what? It was a great 2016 remake of A New Hope, but it had so many new elements, new characters. The jokes actually work.
Oh, the jokes were
beautiful. The dialogue
is
cracking.
And the comedy wasn't pushed, as I feel like sometimes it is, sometimes a little bit in films these days, Avengers. It's like, just a touch. It was just so fluid and so natural. It's posed, though, the first problem I've ever come across. Sorry, the second time. This is the second time I've had a problem with this film, which is, in the first one, for example, Gallipoli. I really love the film Gallipoli. I think it's a really good film. I now just stop at 20 minutes before the end and picture my own ending, okay? Whereas everybody comes home, everybody's fine, everybody's happy, because I can't handle the end of Gallipoli. It ruins me. And I've now watched Force Awakens 3 times, and it goes from being, I'm having a great time, to wipe out 2 days because of feeling legitimately really upset. And I don't know how to approach that, because you can't cut out the ending of that film.
No.
But I don't want to acknowledge the ending of that film.
Would you like it that if on the Blu-ray, like every like 104 times you watch it, Kylo Ren goes, I'm coming home, Dad.
Yes, I really would. I can't stand the end of Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, because I'm just like, wake up! I just can't stand it. And it upsets me so much that I'm really conflict. I know that it's a really good film. I know that scene was done really well, but I don't enjoy watching it.
But it means it worked.
It did work. Oh, don't kill him.
Because when I saw it again, I thought, well, I know what's going to happen, but it still got me. And I was still a bit, and my girlfriend's like, what are you doing? I am crying. Okay.
And this,
like,
even in the lead up to the film.
Thank you for coming again to see this film with me.
You know, and of course, I think it may have been Justin Hamilton that was the first one who sat me down years ago and was like, they're going to kill Han. And he'd kind of had that in my head for a very, very long time.
It was about time he gave you that talk.
Yeah. He sat you down.
We need to talk about Han Solo. What? And so I'd kind of, and then I was watching all of Harrison Ford's interviews and I was like, oh, you.
Yeah.
You kind of, it's going to happen. So I agree with you. We all saw it coming, but.
It still hits.
Right? Let's go home, Dad. That brings out a baseball. Let's make up for lost time. Yeah. You know, Ray keeps forcing, like using the force to make the baseball fly off. And Han's like, ah, fuck you, son. I love you, Dad.
Hey, kids, let's make some bread.
Oh, my God.
Princess Leia comes out with the bread.
Yeah. Oh, that is that. Oh, let's make another one.
Yeah, that's lovely.
It would make for a fairly boring episode 8, though.
Yeah.
They're just playing baseball again.
It's fine. I think, and I apologize if I mentioned, I've already spoken about this on that your podcast as
apology
well.
Accepted,
apology
Tegan
accepted.
Apology accepted.
I like that. You know, for example, my favorite all-time film is Aliens. I love Aliens. And there's so much discussion out there about why Aliens 3. It's an interesting film. I don't think it was great. And I was watching one of these behind the scenes thing, and I think it was one of the producers or one of the writers was like, yeah, we're toying with this idea where they kind of all make it down to Earth, and then an alien has come down with Ripley and Newt and all that on Earth, and it becomes them trying to set up a normal family life on Earth, but then they realize they're still contending with the alien issues. And I was like, oh no, that's the story I wanted. That is actually the story, the obvious one of how 3 people got out and made it back to Earth. That is what I wanted to hear. And I want Mummy and Daddy, Han and Leia, and baby Kylo.
That's Harry and the Hendersons.
I don't know what that is.
He's like a Bigfoot who joins a family Hijinks ensues.
Oh my
gosh. It was
gosh.
The 80s.
So what you're saying is like it's Hicks and it's Ripley and it's Newt and then their pet alien.
Yeah.
And like she's going to go to school and hide the pet alien in her school bag. Yep. And right. You know, there's this explosion in the science lab. Alien, did you do it?
And the alien's going through adolescence and it's like, I want to date this girl that I saw.
Right.
Yeah, it's been awesome.
So
movie.
It's like Coneheads meets, what's that one that you said?
Harry and the Hendersons.
Meets aliens. I think it could work. I really do.
And then the alien does start dating the girl and they end up getting her pregnant and it ends horribly.
Oh. Oh my God.
To hear the full episode along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.